Line unmuted.
Entertained motion to come out of recess to public hearings.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Screen.
Yes.
Hudson.
Yes.
Riley.
Yes.
I will yet now back in public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll read the rules of procedure for council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County and its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender, identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within those protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give a statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there is no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the council hearing, council will defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, the council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the commission's recommendations to the council for a period of 5 calendar days following the commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established both at the council and commission hearings. And Mr. President, the first case today is Conditional use number 2430. Mr. Boyhouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district and an AR1 agricultural residential district for an auto repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 2.04 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northeast side of the intersection of Armory Road, which is Route 20, and Murray Road, which is Sussex County Route 355. The 911 address is 30465 Armory Road, Frankfurt, and the tax parcel ID is District 433, Map 1, Parcel 7.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the applicant survey, we have a copy of the applicant sketch plan, and a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response. And I would note that we have received zero comments. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of March 20th of this year. And at the meeting of April 10th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the five reasons stated and subject to the 13 recommended conditions as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, the paperless packet before you includes copies of both of those minutes for those meetings and a copy of that motion. Thank you.
Any questions from council? If not, is the applicant here? Is you come forward, come on now, please. If you give us your name and address before you start, and then explain to council what you're proposing to do and what change you want.
Turn that speaker on. There's a little bar there. Yep.
Yes.
There you go. You're on. Hey. Thank you.
Mark Ball, 30465 Armory Road, Frankfort, Delaware, 19945. Getting a conditional permit to operate a garage so I can earn a living. What I'm trying to do.
Okay. What kind of work are you going to do in the garage? What?
Just minor auto repair work. I'm not doing any major, like engines and all that stuff. No. Just minor brakes, you know, service. Nothing major.
Are you having to make any modifications to, is there a building there, and do you have to make modifications to it?
30 by 40. I'm not modifying it. It's still, we've got a lift in it and everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you've been doing business here. I mean,
I ain't doing business. I'm waiting to see if I can get this application.
Okay.
I can work out of there myself on my own vehicles.
Sure.
I've not worked on anybody else's vehicle in there.
But okay.
I wasn't planning on, you know, when I built it, I didn't plan on trying to work out of it. Okay. I wasn't doing that.
Have you read the conditions of planning and zoning?
No. What is it?
That's.
I didn't see. I don't think I got this letter here from him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is his letter got the conditions with it? Or?
Mr. President, we can get
a copy. You can read that. It doesn't take that long to read it. I mean.
Okay. Oh, I can read it. I ain't got my glasses.
One lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side.
Yep.
Any security lighting got to be downward screened and directed away from neighboring properties.
Okay.
All repairs performed indoors. No automobile parts should be stored outside. And aside from vehicles with a current registration in the applicant's name, no more than 10 cars parked on the site.
Okay.
No junked, unregistered, or permanently inoperable vehicles or trailers parked on the site or stored there. No parking in front yard setback. Your parking area should be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. Vehicles should only be parked within these designated areas. No cars shall be sold on the property.
Okay.
All oils and other fluids shall be properly stored indoors in appropriate containers. You shall comply with all state and federal requirements for the disposal of these fluids. Site shall be subject to all DelDOT entrance and roadway requirements. Hours of operation shall be 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. No Saturday or Sunday hours. Conditional uses on a property that is more than 2 acres in size, and not all of it is intended to be used as part of the applicant's business. Therefore, the final site plan shall clearly show the area of the conditional use and remaining area of the property that is not part of the conditional use.
Okay.
Any violation of these conditions may be grounds for termination of this conditional use. And the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
All right.
Anything there strike you as hot you can't do?
So you're saying I got to store oil in the building? Or I have to make
all
a building?
All oil and other fluids shall be properly stored indoors in appropriate
containers. Indoors, okay. Well, I got to figure out how to do that. Because I was planning on using tanks, like metal tanks. Yeah, I mean, I can build a little building over so it's not in an area.
If you're going to build something, that's something you have to go back to P&Z and explain what you're trying to do or whatever.
Okay.
It might be okay, might not be okay. But and I'm sure the whole rationale is they don't want the neighbors probably don't want stuff out on the ground where you would store things. It could leak whatever on the ground.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to plan on that. I don't want to pollute no wells or nothing.
Yeah.
I have a well myself, so.
Sure.
I'm not going to pollute. I'm going to store them in metal containers.
Sure.
And then have it pumped from a company.
Yeah.
Like Larco Oil in Baltimore comes, gets it, and plus the antifreeze, any kind of antifreeze, they do, they take it too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anything else on there except the oil is concerns you?
No.
Are those hours?
I have a question about the hours.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
What about a Saturday?
I'm planning on working on weekends.
You're sure?
Yep.
Okay.
Monday through Friday is all I'm going to do.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to retire when I do this.
There you go.
I don't want to do 7 days a week. I did that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Mostly, I just going to do Monday through Friday. I don't even know I'm going to do that. So I had a heart condition. That's why I'm not. I don't even know what I'm going to do, really.
Sure.
Gotcha. Any hours, 8 to 5, you're okay with?
Yeah. It may be less than that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It's your business. You do what you want. It's hard hours.
I can't do like I was when I was 20 years old. So,
I know that feeling.
Yeah.
No, none of us can.
Yeah. No.
Any other questions from council?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to do it the proper way so nothing leaks in no oil or nothing like that. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want oil in my ground either.
Good.
Bleach your water.
Yeah. Did you have anything else to add?
Nope, that was about it. Just trying to make a living law.
Okay. Thank you. Won't you have a seat?
You can have a seat. We're going to keep on going.
Need this back? Somebody needs it back?
Yeah, that's fine.
I never got that, so I didn't know.
Yeah.
I guess, do you mail that to?
The report is generated like on the Friday before the hearing, so by the time we mailed it, he'd probably be receiving it like yesterday.
That, so okay. Okay.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check online, see if there's anyone that would like to comment on this application?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We will close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Morby to short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district and an AR1 agricultural residential district for an auto repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 2.045 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 5, with conditions 6A through M.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? We will take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
I agree with planning and zoning's recommendations and conditions, and I'll vote yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
I will vote yes based on the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote yes based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Riley.
I too vote yes based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning.
I also vote yes based on P&Z's recommendation. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Have a good afternoon. They'll be in touch with you. They'll be in touch with you. Yeah. Thank you.
See ya.
Now I guess we're done for the day.
Yes. I think it's time.
Yeah, I think we're done. Yeah.
See you next week.
We're going to recess till about 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Will this one be as quick?
And, Mr. President, the next matter is change of zone number 2013. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and a C1 general commercial district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 11.92 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Sussex Highway, which is Route 13, approximately 650 feet south of Iron Hill Road, which is Sussex County Route 454A. The 911 address is 36671. 1 Sussex Highway, Delmar, and the tax parcel ID is District 532, Map 13, Parcel 84.00. And staff would note it's a portion of that parcel. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the 2022 plus comments from the State of Delaware. We have a copy of the applicant's response to the plus comments. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of the applicant's proposed rezoning map. We have a copy of conditional use number 981, which is dated October 1st, 1991, for a truck and auto salvage yard, and a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet. And I would note that we have received zero comments in opposition, and several letters have been received in support for the application. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of March 20th of this year. And at the meeting of April 10th of this year, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of the application for the five reasons as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings, is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from council? Well, Mr. President, I will report that you'll notice it's a change of zone, so there will be no amendments to conditions from this one.
Yep.
And that I talked to Mr. Hutt, and he has promised to abide by the Sussex County 10-minute rule in his presentation today. Mr. Hutt.
Somebody start the clock.
That's quite the introduction, and I don't recall that conversation, Mr. Moore. For the record, my name is David Hutt, a local attorney here in Georgetown with the law firm of Morris James. This afternoon, I'm representing the applicant and owner of the property, which they're shown as being the same on the application. They actually have changed a little bit, but it's the same individuals, just change of the entities that are involved. The applicant is Four Points Towing and Roadside Service, LLC. The owner of the property is P&J Properties, LLC. As was indicated a moment ago when Mr. Whitehouse introduced the application, this application is not for the entire tax parcel. The entire tax parcel is just shy of 12 acres. The front portion, I'll draw sort of an imaginary line down the screen here, but if you were to connect those two lines, this portion of the property is already zoned C1, General Commercial District, and then the application is, of course, for the rear of the property that is zoned AR1, and as was indicated, the request for this change of zone application is to change that to the C3 Heavy Commercial District, which is the current commercial zoning district that is closest to the C1 existing general commercial district. This afternoon's application is located within the busy industrial, commercial, and business corridor that exists on Sussex Highway, also known as Route 13. When you drive down that corridor, and if you just started, frankly, along the whole corridor, but for today's discussion, we'll just start in Laurel. If you drive south towards the Delaware-Maryland border and the town of Delmar, you would, of course, see a number of businesses and employers situated along both sides of Route 13. This property in particular, as you can see, is located on the eastern side of Route 13. And this, if this image went just a tiny bit further north, you would, of course, see Iron Hill Road. So it's just one property south of Iron Hill Road. The applicant purchased the property in 2022, and its name describes its business. It's a roadside service and auto repair business, again, as its name indicates. And it has two locations. It has this location here in Delmar, and it also has a location in Camden. Included in the project book were a number of letters of testimonials regarding the good work that this small business has done. And speaking from personal experience, if you've ever needed a roadside service, you always hope that they're located nearby and can get to you quickly. Since my client's ownership history of the property is brief, I thought it might be helpful to look at the zoning history of this property, which does have at least three applications that exist. Mr. Whitehouse referenced one a moment ago. First, in 1969, conditional use number 538, County Council approved a conditional use for this property to have a manufactured home as a model. Then in 1991, which is one of the references that Mr. Whitehouse made when he introduced the application, through ordinance number 788, which was change of zone application number 1137, this front portion of the property, you can see it on the screen now, it's actually shown in color. There's a C1 portion of the property, and again, that occurred in 1991 through the ordinance you see on the screen. As you can see, there's an excerpt from the ordinance, and the first two items that are shown in that excerpt, and this was in the project book materials, talk about the history of this property and that the use, the pre-existing non-conforming commercial use has existed since 1959, including truck and auto repair and service and storage. Bullet point or point in the change of zone application describes the area, and again, it's that area hasn't changed. Frankly, there's more commercial there than was probably there then, but other than that, you can see it references that the predominantly industrial and commercial uses up and down Route 13, and of course, there's a reference to the racetrack, which is in Del Mar, that you can see there. When Mr. Whitehouse introduced the application, he referred to Ordinance Number 789, which was a conditional use for a truck and auto salvage yard. And again, you can see right below the cursor, certain of the findings of that council are there, and those findings are similar to the ones that were for the change of zone regarding the use of the historic use of the property and, of course, the use of the area along Route 13. I point this history out for two reasons. First, it shows that the nature and use of this property and the area in general hasn't changed for more than half a century. You know, there's been more than 50 years of these commercial and industrial type uses along Route 13. Second, I point this out because of concern to my clients when they purchased the property was that the use in the front portion, the C1 portion of the property, as you can see in the image on the screen, and that conditional use had spilled into the rest of the property. You can see a little bit of it, and there'll be pictures that we'll come to in a minute. You can see that the auto salvage yard, or junkyard as most people refer to them, had become the predominant use and the predominant look of the property. And it was not clear exactly how this was all supported through the entitlement process. And since acquiring the property, there's been a great deal of effort made to clean up the look of the property with the hope that in the future, the rear of the property can be used in a self-storage capacity, and we'll look at that in a moment. In looking at the land use inserts that are on the slide that you see around the screen, of course, starting in the upper right-hand corner is an excerpt from the zoning map. This property, of course, has the split zoning between C1 and AR1. The shading that you see around the property, I think it's a light tan, is the municipal limits for the town of Del Mar. And you can see across the street, again, this reflects that the uses in the of the area. This gray color is, of course, the county's, one of the county's industrial zones. And then on the opposite corner, you can see that there is more C1 general commercial that's located there. As you move in a clockwise direction around on this slide, the next slide below is the state strategies map. And the yellowish shading would mean that this property is within a level 3 area on the state strategies map. And council's familiar with it. Level 3 is areas where the state anticipates where growth is anticipated by the state according to local, county, and state plans in the near and the longer term future along those areas. The future land use map, which is the next slide that's partially covered, reflects this same general land usage that I've been describing here so far this afternoon. And as you know, one of the purposes in the chapter 4 of the comprehensive plan, where the future land use map is located, talks about the basis for designating an area as a growth area within Sussex County. And the fourth bullet point states that the purpose of the future land use plan is to encourage tourism and other responsible commercial and industrial job providers to locate and invest in the county. As I already described, of course, Route 13 is, while it's not maybe a place where you think of tourism, it certainly is a place where you think of commercial and industrial job providers being located and situated up and down the Route 13 corridor. And so the future, when you look at the future land use map there, you can see that there, all of the land that's in that excerpt are growth areas within the county. In fact, there's 4 growth areas that are shown there. The darkest shade of brown, again, is the town of Del Mar. This, I think, lighter shade of brown is the developing area. And of course, this property is within a developing area. And then, of course, you have this pinkish color that's town center. And then the purple that's partially obscured but continues along Route 13 is an industrial area, all of these being growth areas on the map. And Within the comprehensive plan, the developing area where this site is located is described as a growth area where in selected areas and at appropriate intersections, commercial uses should be allowed. Portions of the developing areas with good road access and few nearby homes should allow for business and industrial parks. And of course, this is a very apt description of this. We're very close to an intersection. This is not a highly populated area of the county with residential homes, making this a very suitable location for this C3 zoning classification. As council's familiar, the next step, once you look at the map and see what the designation is on the future land use map, you have to look at table 4.5-2 within the comprehensive plan, which shows applicable zoning districts to each of the comprehensive plan designated areas. The C3 heavy commercial district is an applicable zoning district within the developing area on the future land use map and in that table. The C3 zoning district itself, the purpose of that district fits this application very well, but also fits this property to a T. The purpose of the C3 zoning district, as stated in the code, is that this district is generally intended for larger scale auto-oriented retail and service businesses along major arterial roads that serve local and regional residents as well as the traveling public. In addition to most commercial uses found in this zone, automobile, truck, recreational vehicle, and boat sales, rental, and major repair facilities may also be located in this district. Like the consistency we just talked about with the comprehensive plan, this application is consistent with that purpose. It is certainly a property that's located along a major arterial road and intended to serve local and regional residents as well as the traveling public. Again, everybody would recognize Route 13 as one of the three primary north-south corridors within Sussex County, and of course, not just Sussex County, but the state of Delaware on the whole. With that background on the state strategies map, comprehensive plan, and then the future land use map and the requested zoning classification, I did want to briefly review the zoning classifications and uses that exist along Route 13. You can see the site is highlighted in yellow right below the cursor. And again, this excerpt essentially goes down towards the Maryland border. And at the top, this road that is up here is Whitesville Road. And you can see just in this area of along Route 13, starting with Four Points Towing right here, the businesses that exist along here, you'll recognize many of these names. There is West Auto immediately adjacent to this property. When you go over Iron Hill Road, you come to Oakwood Homes. As you travel further north on Route 13, there is Window World, then Iron Source, Cars Made Easy, and behind that is the Urschel Miller's Auto Body Repair. You also have Burke Equipment Company, Hale Trailer, Brake and Wheel, Solid Image as you move further north, and then the General Refrigeration Company just bought built a fairly large building on this eastern side of Route 13. Again, that gets you to Whitesville Road. If you cross over, this area of C1 commercial you see here is a small strip mall with a number of small businesses that exist. Then there is Bi-State Motors just south of that. Continuing south, you come to Reynolds Auto Repair. And then as you continue further south, you come to Yoder Overhead Door, Bobcat of Sussex County, Mid-Atlantic Fasteners, the Commercial Kings, I think, of Western Sussex County, Mike's Clearance Center, Sunbelt Rentals, Thermo King Chesapeake, the Metal Shop, and people are very familiar with the Metal Shop. Usually there's very large vehicles sitting out there and oversized bus and all that on elevated tires. And then, of course, as you move further down, you would, of course, have the Del Mar Racetrack, the Dragway, and International Speedway. As I noted a couple times when you looked at those earlier slides, this property is adjacent to boundaries with the town of Del Mar. The town of Del Mar's future land use map, which is on the left-hand side of the screen, has this area shaded in purple. And if you were to look closely at the bottom, and it's also in your project books, but that purple area is the town of Del Mar's employment / industrial office area, which would be consistent with the requested C3 zoning classification. And if you look on the zoning map of Del Mar, which is the map to the right where the cursor is located, there's a series of seven long properties that start at Route 13 and travel sort of in a southeasterly direction. And all seven of those properties are zoned highway regional commercial in the town of Del Mar. Again, that would be a consistent zoning classification with the county's C3designation. Also wanted to point out on the county zoning map that Old Stage Road, which is behind those, that row of parcels that I indicated were zoned for highway and regional commercial in the town. If you travel north on Old Stage Road, there's actually some C1 that exists. That's the former location of the General Refrigeration Company, which then moved to the new location, which I pointed out a moment ago. And directly across the street, and it's hard to see on the screen, but there's actually dots within that parcel, which is the county's C3 indication that that's a C3 zoned property. And again, that's the same zoning designation that's being sought for this site. And in that area, again, it used to be General Refrigeration Company, and then Central Turf and Irrigation Supply exists on that C3 parcel along with Iron Hill greenhouses. As you consider the application this afternoon, I did want to very quickly review a few features of the property. The property certainly meets the height area bulk requirements found in the code, which are a minimum of 1 acre of land with a width of 75 feet and a depth of 100 feet, and this property certainly meets all those, and all setback and other requirements found in the code can be met on the property. There are no wetlands on the property itself that would impact its use. There are wetlands on two of the properties that are immediately adjacent to it, so as a final site plan was done, they would, of course, have to apply with the resource buffer management plans and make sure they were appropriately buffered pursuant to that section of the code. Property is not within a floodplain, as it's shown on zone as being in Zone X, which is outside the 500-year floodplain. There are no Chapter 89 source water protection areas, this area is an area designated as fair and good with respect to groundwater recharge, and there is not a wellhead protection area that exists on this property. Water would be provided to the site by a private well, and sanitary sewer service would be an on-site wastewater disposal system. As Mr. Whitehouse indicated, a service level evaluation request was filed with DLDOT. This is a change of zone application, so there was a use that was designated as the use I mentioned when I began the presentation, and that is as a self-storage facility. As a self-storage facility in this rear area of the property, again, leaving the existing business towards Route 13. But this use back here, according to DLDOT, would have a use that was diminutive, and as you're familiar with, that's the lowest designation that DLDOT has. Self-storage facilities do not generate traffic. As the council knows, diminutive means less than 50 vehicle trips per day, although noting that this is located on Route 13, so certainly a higher amount of traffic coming from this site would be appropriate. And certainly today is not a site plan application. That's a change of zone application, but that is my client's objective for this application. As I bring my presentation to a close, I wanted to reiterate what I said at the outset, that this application is about bringing uses in conformity with the zoning code, and also doing that as part of this cleanup of the property that has been going on over the last 2 years since they acquired the property. And this is essentially time-lapse orthophotography that's shown on the screens around the room. We only went back to 2002, but even as of 2002, you can see that use of the salvage yard was fairly evident in this 10-acre portion of the property. And as you move down to 2007, you can see that use increases. In 2012, that has become the predominant use, this junkyard, salvage yard. And the same is true in the 2017 photograph. And now it's going to be like an eye doctor, because I'm going to ask you to look at the 2017 photograph and see all of the vehicles and such that are there. And in the last 2 years, you can see that most of those vehicles at the rear of the property have been removed by my client. There's been quite a bit of effort and time and money that has been spent to remove those vehicles, get them to the proper location. And again, the goal is to change this property from being a salvage yard or a junkyard to a commercial enterprise. This proposed rezoning is consistent with the historical use of the property, and not only the historical use of the property that exists through the prior zoning applications and entitlements that we talked about, but actually as well the pre-existing non-conforming uses that existed before that, as we saw at least as early as 1959. In addition to being consistent with that historical use of the property, this proposed rezoning is consistent with the nature and use of Sussex Highway or Route 13, as we demonstrated up and down the corridor there, all the various zoning classifications, as well as the number of employers and businesses that are located there. In addition, of course, the nature and character of this area is that there are few nearby homes. There are certainly homes in this area, but this is not one residential subdivision after another. It's, again, primarily commercial and businesses that are located along this highway. As presented this afternoon, this application for a change of zone corresponds with and is consistent with the county's comprehensive plan, its future land use map, within that comprehensive plan, and the zoning code. For all of these reasons, my client would ask that council adopt the planning. Council adopt the Planning Commission's recommendation that Mr. Whitehouse referenced when he introduced the application and approved this change of zone application. And myself, Mr. Barry, and my client are certainly happy to answer any questions that council or its staff may have.
Any questions from council? Michael. Okay, did you have anything else, Mr. Hutt?
I do not. That concludes my presentation. Other than I don't believe I introduced that my client was here, and Janet Cope, one of the principals of the business, is here, and I neglected to do that when I introduced the application.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Sir, come on up, please. If you give us your name and address before you speak, please.
My name is Alan Duncan. I live at 11251 Santa Domingo Road, former employee of Mr. Copes and Four Points Towing. And I'm opposing this opposition because business is about character. It's about who your character is, what you are, who you really are, and what you really do. I'm here because Mr. Copes put my life in danger at the job based upon having guns at the job. My life was threatening at that job, so I no longer work for them. But before you invite someone into Sussex County, you need to be a little fair about this. I didn't know at the time that he was the next felon, and having guns on the property shows very little regard for the law and for the fear of my life. So that's all I have to say on that. It's your job to do what you need to do. It was my job to bring this out and bring this forward.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone else? Seeing none, operator, is there anyone listening remotely that would like to opine?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. At this time, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if council desires, close public record.
We will close public hearing. So give the council close public record. Ask Mr. Moore with a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek Country, Sussex County, containing 11.92 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 10.
Pleasure, Council. Somebody make a motion to
move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second. Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. It's in my district. I get the vote first for a change. I agree with the reasons of planning and zoning that they stated. I will vote yes on this application. Mr. Schaefer?
I will also vote yes based on a recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mrs. Green?
Based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Hudson?
I agree with Planning and Zoning's reasons and conditions. I vote yes.
Riley?
I vote yes based on Planning and Zoning's recommendation.
Motion carried. Now, Mr. Moore, one question. How far past 10 minutes were we?
I'll be honest. I did not look at the clock, and so I don't know, but I did notice a quick tempo in his voice as he was speaking.
Wow, that was a quick tempo. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Entertaining motion to adjourn.
So
motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Green.
Yes.
Hudson.
Yes.
Riley.
Yes.
We're now adjourned. Thank everybody.